Now recording. All right. Season 36, episode 3 of the Dillo Den. We are here and we have another.
I'd like to thank our sponsor of this podcast, the PBE Merch Store. The new and improved store here at the PBE, brought to you by Blood Monkey, now carries official Minor League PBE and Major League PBE hats, jerseys, shirts, and sweatshirts. Right now they're running the charity event with batting lineup shirts and custom bullpen shirts for every team in the league. Go check out now at the PBE merch store.
New guest for y'all that we're going to introduce here in a couple minutes. He's trying to find his mic, so we're going to leave the suspense up to you guys. But let's go ahead and talk.
Hi there, PBE. I'd love to invite you over to our PBE Casino Discord server. That's where all of our biggest supporters and players hang out. You can come and suggest new games. You can seek out fellow users for user bets. You can get the first knowledge of when we're posting new games, when we've paid out your games, and check your payments errors, check your balance, a lot of great stuff. So if you'd like to learn more, feel free to check out any of our casino games. We have a link to the server there on the casino sub forum. So PBE Casino, come play.
Talk about some updates and what we got for the Dillos here there, Cookie Monster.
Yeah, we got the All-Star game going on.
Hey, ballers. You enjoy gambling? Putting some bets down on some long shots and underdogs and trying to guess who's going to lead the league in home runs this season? Well, lucky for you, you can be as broke as I am and still enjoy your time here in the PBE by heading over to Jabs Casino. Place some bets right now. New bets coming out all the time. In real life bets being added. Or find Shu. He'll probably accept a $50 million bet with you.
I meant to go and get that pulled up. We had quite a few all-stars.
We did. Not as many as last year, but yeah, we did.
Hey everybody, it's Jabs, encouraging you to come on down and check out the PBE Casino. Even if you don't have a ton of money in your PBE bank account, we have free plays for pretty much every single game. That's a risk-free $100,000 wager. So if you lose, you don't lose anything. If you win, then you win some money. We also have new for this year, Dak's idea, is our match plays. So you can put half of your wager down, the casino will match half, and then if you win, you get double the payouts. If you lose, then you only lose half of your risk. So a lot of fun stuff. Check it out on JSync.
I didn't see if they did a Miners home run derby. Did you see anything about that?
I did not see anything about the Miners, no. I saw the Majors, though.
Yeah, I saw the Majors.
This podcast is brought to you by AU Gold's Updater Tool. Suck at math? Always getting annoying messages from GMs, updaters, and auditors? Look no further than the AU Gold Updater Tool. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, enter your update. 2, apply your TPE. 3, copy and paste to the update thread. No more Google Sheets, boring arithmetic, and checking the update scale. Use the updater today.
Did Shu do it on MLB The Show again?
I have no idea. That's pretty dope, though. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, I think Shu kind of just does it by himself, but.
Hey everybody, it's Jabs here with the PBE Casino. Come on out, check us out. We're under the Player Central tab on JSync. Got a lot of great stuff going on, new betting opportunities every single week on majors games, minors games, real life sports. You can bet with fellow users. And coming soon, in a season or so, we're going to have the PBE stock market back. So check us out on JSync and we'll see you there.
Does it on creates everyone on MLB The Show and does it.
That's dedication right there, Holmes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, how is the I guess we could just go straight for the Crabs in Nashville, the Stars. I'll just shoot off right where I'm at with the Stars. Well, the Stars are trash and I'm trash. So I'm the scared, end. Buddy. What?
I'm just sorry, kidding, buddy.
No, the Stars are actually. I mean, we're holding on. We're second place, like I said, to Detroit. I knew Detroit.
You're number
was
one in the wild card.
I know, but Detroit started taking over. They're like four games ahead of us now. And my last few outings have been pretty solid, as in, like, I'm back down in my minors. I feel like the new archetype sucks. PBE sucks. Scud sucks. Everything sucks right now. So
holy shit, you guys have lost nine games in a row that you've played.
Yeah, every time I pitch, we lose.
So,
I went from a low, actually a high 1.9 ERA to a 4.14 ERA right now, I think. So, yeah, I just been blown apart. It's been pretty fun. So. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, Nashville's actually been keeping their own, and I really think we're still a playoff. So hopefully we can make some damage when the playoffs come. But I know the Crabs have been doing pretty damn good.
We have been doing good. We went on a little bit of a slide the other day.
I mean, you're right with the Voyagers, right where you need to be. I think it would be, yeah, you guys are going to be right at the end, you and the Voyagers, I think.
38 and 27 with the Voyagers.
Oh, you guys have the, you do have the same record. Look at that.
Holy smokes. And we're kind of the same as Vancouver, and then San Antonio's 50 and 15.
Yeah, they're 12 games ahead of you guys. That's
everybody.
A little bit, a little much there, huh?
Holy cow. So yeah, if we've been a little streaky. Looks like we 1-2, lost 2, 1-3, lost 2. So
yeah, just like any other season, I think you're just gonna go through some patches. We definitely went through some patches, and thank God for the sim that got deleted. Not to say that it was anyone's fault. I know Sarah had some issues with her computer and stuff, and completely understandable. But I think the Stars were 0-5 before that stream.
I think I heard something like that in chat. Like, it couldn't have been better.
Oh, yeah. And then we won the first three straight coming back after the reset. So that was pretty funny.
But, yeah, I don't know. It looks like 10 games ago, I didn't have a hit. So I don't know if that was the game that broke my hitting streak, but I know I got up to like 13 or 14. And then I went 0-4. And then I went on a nice little 5-game hitting streak. Nothing special. But, man, I get my avoid K. Like, that's what I've been investing in so far this year.
Right.
And now all of a sudden I'm striking out twice a game instead of once.
Yeah,
a game.
I don't, you know. It
just pisses me off.
Yes, I'm right there with you, especially with my fastball and my velocity almost being maxed on my guy. And literally I have just as many strikeouts as I have innings pitched. And it's completely different from last season. The only thing I can think of is the new archetype, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you can throw into avoid K's, but I don't know if it really matters.
I don't know if on the index, I can really check where I sit in terms of fielding. But I've invested like a tiny bit into fielding. But I'm a plus 2.7 zone rating. I have two errors in 600 innings. Like, this is...
Yeah.
I don't invest in that, and I lead the league.
And you're amazing at it. Gold glove.
Just insane.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, I mean, but you're definitely having a better season than last year. So far, it seems like your home runs are up. Your average is still at 242 and ain't that much, but hey, your WAR is at 0.7. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, I had a little more power to start the season, but kind of cooling off. But I think I'll heat back up here soon.
You're sixth on the team with 60 hits, so ain't nothing wrong with that. Not
too bad for sophomore.
Yeah. Let's see. Last week's PT prompt. Your player just won. Hey, did you do the prompt for the $2.4 billion Powerball lottery?
Yeah, I put them in the info dump, the links to them.
Oh,
yeah. I think that's like the most fun I've had with PT prompt. Usually I try and like think about them and take them seriously. And this whole thing was just about Cookie Monster ruining Sesame Street.
I didn't get a chance to read yours. I need to read it.
Oh, dude, get Miss Piggy a facelift.
Oh, thank God.
Get Elmo a ticket to Epstein Island.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Okay. I'm going to have to read that then. That's a little much there, baller, but Jesus. Mine was a little bit more... I mean, I would take the lump sum. I would take the lump sum, get paid out. And then after state taxes and federal taxes, it would be probably around 800 mil.
That's what I saw that. Is that right?
Yep. Did you do the math? For Washington State, where we live, in the good old Pacific Northwest, after state tax and all that, it'd probably be about 700 to 800 million. That's all we would get, but... Pretty solid there, huh?
I mean, I know that your great, great, great grandkids will be fine with your 700 million, but you wouldn't rather have it spread out?
No, because they'll still they'll tax that still.
Yeah, but it doesn't get taxed as much, does it?
I don't know. Screw it.
Money, man.
You know who we have on?
Who's that?
The good old podcast. Which we're recording right now. We have the good old Claw Daddy.
I found a mic. Hopefully, yes. Better.
The ace of the Amarillo Armadillos. The man with the plan. The man with a let's. I'm dying to see what his ERA is right now. Hey, the man with
.558 right now. 5.58 right now. It's coming down. Okay. Hey,
it was at 8. I know.
Yeah, it was high.
A solid 4-7 record. It says right now your stat is exhausted.
I'm hanging out with Gritty to lead the team in K's.
It says your status right now on here is exhausted because you just pitched. But you know what? Yeah, I'm exhausted reading your fucking stats. Sorry, not swearing. Reading your stats. But hey, your last three starts, 5 innings pitch, 0 earned runs. 4 innings pitch, 0 earned runs. And 5.2 innings pitch, 0 in runs. Talk about a flip-flop there.
Yeah, I think we're turning the corner, man. It was a rough go for a little while. I came out of the chute hot, had a good first start. Might have, you know, overestimated my capabilities. But I was humbled by this league. And, you know, things are looking a little better right now. So
I like things it.
Continue to run that way.
So how are things going with you didn't have any OTP experience, no sim league experience or anything. How do you like it so far?
It's good. I mean, I haven't gotten as into it as maybe you guys give me crap all the time about, you know, not doing any of the writing
First off, we yet. Don't. First off, we don't give anyone crap. We we love everyone equally.
Okay. but you know, it's actually been kind of easier than I thought to keep up with stuff. And like, even if I'm not maxing out my TPE every week, I'm getting something. I'm still getting better. And you know, I think there's obvious room for improvement, but it's been a good start, I think.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the writing stuff. It's a pain in the ass.
I can tell you from experience that the more TPE you earn, the worse you get. and Joe was the opposite in minors. Joe like started off kind of just mediocre, and then once he got enough TPE to get to 100 miles per hour, he was just lights out the rest of the season.
Oh, until you get to the majors, then you have one great season, then it just all falls apart. But you know, you get to worry about that later.
It's just Gritty, I don't know if you know this, Gritty's one of our bots, and we're allowed to have 10 bots, and we're allowed to play 5 of them at a time. And so the bots are only 50 TPE.
So that's it. How is Gritty crushing it?
I don't know, but he's about to be drafted first overall if he doesn't stop.
I was going to message Twitchy and see if we could get Zach Taylor back and he can take our bot. But
no.
I don't know, man. It's so frustrating sometimes. Like last season, I was a DH versus left-handed pitchers, and I hit like almost 400 versus righties.
Yeah, and like a .150 against lefties. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like no matter what you do, the more you invest, there's a strategy. I just haven't quite figured it out yet.
Yeah. So, what made I mean know that Dustin? Oh, sorry. Whoa. Uh oh. Delete. I know that Cookie Monster was bothering you a lot.
I don't know anybody by that name.
Yeah, or I don't know her, right? I know that Cookie Monster was.
You tell everybody your real name, Joe.
Okay, that's rude. All right, first off, and that's my last name. Okay, my first name is Bazooka. And what made you finally decide to join? Besides.
What made you cave after 3 full seasons of me?
Yeah, I don't know. He'd been at it for a while. No, I mean, Cookie Monster is a pretty good hype man. And I mean, honestly, chance to join the Dillos with all the success they've had, you know, everybody wants to join a winner. I don't know. I finally got to the point where I felt like I could dedicate a little bit of time to it. Obviously, not as much as, you know, maybe I'd like to some weeks.
But whatever. But, you work from home. We all work from home. Get out of here.
Yeah. But no, I decided to finally give it a shot. It's been fun.
What's your favorite part about it so far?
I don't know. I mean, I think I've managed to check out some of the live streams. It's pretty cool to actually see like your player playing. That kind of makes it all worth it, right? It's like you do all this stuff during the week to try to make your player better, and then when you can actually see the simulation, it's better than just like getting the results at the end of the day, right? And be like, oh, yeah. Sweet. I went 5 innings and didn't give up a run. That's super cool. Watch it happen.
I didn't give up 8 earned this time. All right.
Yeah. On the flip side, when you're watching that 8 earned unfold in front of you, that's not super cool. So I guess it's a bit of a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
But it's been very cool. Like it's obviously a good community. The team itself is, you know, very engaged, lots of guys that are engaged on the Discord, and so it's been nice to kind of have something outside of working my family, right?
Right, definitely.
To have been an outlet.
Yeah, it's a bummer too. First season we were here, our Discord was popping. There was at least 10 people that were active all the time, chit-chatting, doing Better Call Saul memes and talking about the Detroit Tigers. We had like 4 Tigers fans and
disgusting.
Every night there's stuff to chit-chat and talk about. We hit a bad patch last season. We got a couple less active people, but between like Zodiac and I see DG's been around a little bit more, and Troutner, and it's fun. It was definitely even more active and like a cool place to just talk about sports and hang out and BS, you know, a couple seasons ago. And hopefully with all of our draft picks in this upcoming draft, we can load up some rookies.
Hopefully we have some people that actually join this time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not even like that active, right, per se. But, you know, there are a couple guys on here that contribute a lot, and I'm starting to settle in a little bit. So get comfortable, start contributing on the Discord, and make it a little more fun for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I agree. And the greatest question that I want to know is, have you picked a render yet for your player?
Ooh, yeah, tough choice. I went with Alec Manoah because I think that's what I'm going to look like after this Thanksgiving weekend.
That's good stuff.
I like it. What'd you ask me? You asked me about another person earlier, and I was like, "Oh no, dude, it's just a picture."
Yeah, it feels like more along the lines of what type of player you're trying to be. You know, I think Corbin Burns is kind of the guy I'm trying to emulate with my player with Claw Daddy. You know, nasty cutter, solid change. Mostly works off the cutter, but I think Alec Manoah is probably a better representation of a professional athlete who has a build that, you know, I can see myself achieving.
Oh yeah. Did you hear about we had a reliever last year on our team? His actual name in the game was 35-year-old minor leaguer.
And we
picked him up off waivers, and he sent out like an open request for renders to do like a signature. And I sent him like 3 or 4 pictures of me pitching. I was like, hey, dude, I got you right here. An out of shape dude with a beard and like baggy jersey. No fundamentals anymore. Like, this is your render.
Like you ended up in the right place, my man.
Yeah. Fear no more. <you. laughs> I've got this covered.
So the reason I've been asking you about it is I won a SIG package in this charity auction thing we did. So all those Dan Vogelback pictures I have.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's the closest thing to a Cookie Monster.
Yeah, man.
He's also the only one that I've ever watched live do the Golden Sombrero twice for me. So bless his heart.
I gotta say, the SIG I have on my forum now, though, he does look kind of jacked in his stupid red cutoff shirt.
Well, yeah, because he actually gives a crap now instead of playing for the Mariners.
No, that was when he was on the Mariners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but no. So I was gonna get you guys. I was gonna get some people some SIGs because I won 5 SIGs from the guy, and so I needed
nice.
I needed a render. But yeah, I think Alex Manoa will be a good choice. And if you want, you can submit it. There's somewhere on the main server or the forum or something. You can submit it and they'll change your guy's face in the game too.
Oh, nice. I was wondering about that. Yeah. There, I was thinking about it the other day. I 100% remember you saying that there's some player on the Mariners that you thought looked like me back in the day. And like randomly I remembered it the other day. It was Carter Capps.
Oh, hell yeah.
You were like Carter Capps is your doppelganger.
Yeah, when you were a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Back when he was on the Mariners, yeah, I used to think he looked just like you.
Yeah. You're like a more attractive Chris Young. That's where I get
Thank
it.
Thanks. I'm here for you. So I'm 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Thanks.
Isn't he like the general manager for the Rangers now?
Yeah, like, and they like fired their president too, so he's basically just running shit. The Rangers now.
Give me some Seager action, sweet.
Yeah, man. Right. I'll spend that money.
Hiring his old coaches to be his new coach.
Yeah. Let's see. Any majors teams have been scouting you any time, Claudetti?
Not yet, you know. Really? I mean, hey, I got a lot left to prove.
They're so, like, hey, look at this guy. He's finally not giving up runs.
Yeah. They're like, okay, well, you know, that 5.58 ERA, that's better than a 7 something or other. It's
trending in the right direction.
Yeah. I'm sure they're keeping an eye on me, but I got work to do. Yeah. So.
Any major teams you've been looking at? Anyone you want to join?
Not in particular, really. I mean, you know, I'm partial to Seattle, obviously. And
wait till you get their recruiting process, you're gonna laugh.
That's what we said too.
Yeah. And moving to Maui sounds pretty nice. But other than that, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I didn't really have much of a. I don't really care at the time either, but
yeah, not to sound needy or anything, but like whoever'll take me.
Yeah, I've been putting in some good words, hopefully. I don't know, but I know that I got probably scouted the most by Detroit and Nashville, which is kind of funny because they're rivals, but Plague got a hold of me a couple times, but Nashville ended up taking me. But it's fun. It's a fun process.
I know basically nothing about majors. So, like, who are rival teams? How does that even happen?
Just in the same division, you know.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, they're fighting. They're pretty much tied with records, like Providence and the Voyagers right now. I didn't really pay attention to the majors when I was in the minors either, because I was just focused on my 5.whatever ERA.
Yeah, man, just trying to get better every day.
Every day.
I'm just out here grinding.
Okay. Come on, now I'm typing these words. These words ain't gonna type themselves.
They're definitely not gonna type themselves for me. Yep. Because none have been typed yet.
God, you gotta get ready for that intro, dude. You gotta get 1,000 words for that, and you get like an extra 9 TP.
Wait, is it actually 1,000? That's so many.
I don't think
so many words.
What is it?
I think it's 1,000 for the intro.
Oh no!
You can type out 1, then 2, then 3, then 4.
I'll do it after this is done, and I've had about 3 more beers.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Joe and I were laughing 1 year because we were looking through all these like articles, and these guys were posting these, like they were doing the Scrabble score of every team. And so they're listing out the player and then ranking their Scrabble score based off all the letters in their names and then adding it all up. Well, by the end of it, they had typed so many names and like so much little like two sentence BS about Scrabble for each guy that they had 2,000-3,000 words. We just thought they were just weird people, but they're just filling up the space and making
money. Just racking up those words.
Yeah, it was. I didn't even read it all, but I read about a paragraph. I'm like, well, this is not me.
Not bad.
Nope. I think the introduction PT is pretty fun. Like, that's more of an easier one, especially for, like, you know, the three of us where we grew up thinking, you know, until a certain point that one day we're going to be Major League Baseball players. And so you kind of just, wherever that point was that you realized you weren't going to be a Major League Baseball player, then you start your story, your introduction PT with, and then I made an epic comeback as a pitcher. And then you just, like, type out what you would have done if you did make it in the majors, and then you're done.
Yeah, that's all I did. The intro I just talked about, basically it's me when I was growing up through high school. Like, I blew up my arm when I was a freshman. I blew up my arm when I was in senior year. I just put all that stuff in there and then went to college. And then I started making stuff up because I only did 1 year of college and I'm not that smart. So,
yeah, exactly. That's the exact same thing I did. And I was like, yeah. And then after my first month of college, and then everything was made up after that.
And then you're like, oh, hey, my grades suck. Cool. Your mom goes to college.
Well, hey, I found you can, in the index, in the history part, you can look up just rookies. And so Claw Daddy is not the worst rookie pitcher.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, things are looking up.
Not the best, but not the worst.
Hey, I'll take firmly middle of the pack.
Hexamofa, 2.53 ERA. We should probably look at changing whatever he's set up as, because he only has 10 innings pitched. And he's got the third best ERA of rookies.
But, yeah, it's been pretty solid, actually. 10.2 innings, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Claw Daddy's right there between a couple guys that that people know of, so you're definitely not doing too bad. Seeing if you're leading in any of these stats.
I mean, he's leading in total hits he's given up on our team, 100.
Not as a rookie, though.
Oh, sorry.
Although, if you averaged it out, he's got
given up 100 hits.
Yeah, it's 79 innings.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. Yeesh.
I was like, oh no, he's not the worst. You know, he hasn't given up the most hits, but the other guys have pitched like 30 more innings, so.
Yeah, honestly, don't even worry. We threw you straight into the fire, dude. Like, we were like, 12, we got a rookie dingers, pitcher. Yeah,
12 dingers seems like a lot.
12 dingers a lot. Your 46 strikeouts to 31 walks is probably most important. You have 31 walks.
Yeah, but more strikeouts than walks.
I mean, 46 to 31, that's kind of rough.
Yeah, we can maybe put a little extra emphasis on that control.
Well, 12 homers is the second most among rookies.
Oof.
The most actually pitched 5 innings less than you and has 15 homers.
Oh.
And that is that Bogan Bay batter.
Thanks for looking up.
He's 2-9 with a 6.6 ERA.
Hey, I mean, better than someone.
Solid, dude. So I guess you've answered my next question, which is, have you dabbled in like a couple different forms, like the casino or this is your first pods or any articles you've written, but you haven't even typed a single word.
So, I haven't written anything.
Have you at least bet anything on the casino? Pod. Like, have you even looked at the casino?
I haven't. Not that closely.
You're like, I don't even have money to bet.
Yeah. I mean, actually that's sort of thing. I am playing in the EVE Fantasy Football League that got started up, though. And shockingly, my team is doing significantly better in that league that I essentially let auto draft than any other fantasy.
How's that?
I don't want to talk about it.
What is it, a Dynasty League that you're in?
I know where you're heading with this. I don't want to talk about it. Better than Cookie Monster. That's what I'm
How'd Kyler do last week? so we did that fantasy best ball league for PBE. Man, I'd be sitting there and I'd be one pick away from picking, and then all of a sudden it'd be like a round and a half later and it auto picked for me. And I got Gronk on my team. I got Darren Waller, and he was already hurt.
Yeah, I got some guy that's definitely a free agent.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I'm in last, just like the other league.
I will say, I somehow tie. It's like the same thing as our Dynasty League setup, where there's a winner and a loser every week, but there's also a median. And I somehow tied the median. I've never seen it. I have no idea how it happened. But my team is somehow 5-0-1. And I tied the median exactly last week.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anyone in our league tie the median.
No. Like, I didn't think it was even possible.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it's just the average score of everyone, yeah. So there's going to be two
teams. It was ridiculous.
Pretty close to it. But yeah, I don't think I've seen it. I do like, is this your first best ball league? Because this is my first best ball league, and I kind of...
Yeah, this is way better.
I really like it.
I screw up my lineup every goddamn week.
Yeah. Well, and I got half a team of guys with, like, basement floors and high-rise
ceilings. Yeah.
You know, and I think that's why Taysom Hill scores 3 points every week, except for the 1 week that the rest of my team scored
30.
He scored 30.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's bummer, but yeah, the casino's fun. I've gotten into the casino quite a bit, just having all this money from doing GM and jobs and doing the podcast and stuff. And
I was going to say, I'll check it out maybe after I have some money after this.
Well, the awesome thing about him is, so they do like a free bet for almost everything. So you can throw out like $100,000 free bet almost every time they do something. And then they've started getting into more like in real life stuff. And so like I put $100,000 on Germany to win the World Cup. I did NBA and NHL over unders that I had no idea what I was doing. And then they did you catch, I think it was on CBS last weekend, Stephen Colbert did like a celebrity pickleball tournament. Am I here by myself?
I saw something about that. It was called Pickle something, yeah?
Yeah, I think it was called Pickled. And it was just a bunch of random B-list celebrities. And then, like, Will Ferrell was the secret team member. And I didn't get a chance to watch it yet. I think I DVR'd it, but I put a bet on who was going to win that. So it's pretty fun. Just add some more stuff to bet on without, you know, gambling away real money that matters. So it's pretty fun.
It's my favorite kind of gambling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what else we got? I've been, Zodiac and I and Joe been working with you and the other rookies on helping you know, get your tasks done and your updates. And I think I told you, but there's a spot on here where you can, if you go to like, you click on your name in the top left where it says logged in as Dak, and then you click options, find members posts. I never knew about this. And I've spent so much freaking time going through this stupid forum trying to find like activity checks that I did or all this, or like I used to have my first season, I had like my own Excel spreadsheet and I'd save all my links throughout the week. And man, there's some stuff on here that the guys that have been here forever don't remember to tell you. And it's that is a game changer that I found that. And it's so nice to have.
I need to figure out what the easiest way to do this, because I'm still just maintaining a Word document with all my links and stuff. I mean, yeah, as evidenced by my last update, it doesn't actually work that well because I posted like the wrong link for something and missed another opportunity to claim a couple TBE, which, you know, it's fine to roll that stuff to the next week, but it's hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to get that sort of figured out before playoffs, because once playoffs comes around, there's like one last update, and then all of the playoff games are in like the following week. So if you don't get that update in,
you want to have everything that you can in at that point.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, clicking this options thing, and doing the posts, because you can search. I knew you could search, and you could search by like your name, and you'd pop up here and there, but you'd pop up in all sorts of random stuff too. But this one is just everything that you posted, and so I scroll down a little bit, and it's got my FIFA World Cup bet, and then it's got my primetime week 3 that I did, and then the link to my forum game, and then it says post preview, and you right click that, and that's your link that you want to put in your update. And so that combined with the exclamation point you to see what you've gotten finished is so much easier now. But
yeah.
I tried to get in a habit. Like I stay up a little later, and since we're on the West Coast, our stuff gets posted at like 9 p.m. But I try to, if I'm awake at 9-ish on Sunday night, I usually try and knock out quite a few things and just get them over with, and then not even have to worry about it the rest of the week. And that's how I ended up making so much money, is I would knock everything out Sunday night, have nothing to do the rest of the week, and so I'd like write an article throughout the week and submit it at the end. That's another easy way to do articles, is like you said, you had a Word document for your links, just kind of keep like a running Word document, and then whenever the double media comes up, which is like usually once during the season and once during the off season, then you post it then. And kind of covers most of your, like if you were to do just a little every week.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you haven't done any of the writing tasks. So what would you do? What would you do if you won $2.04 billion in the Powerball? And
yeah.
What'd you spend it on? Would you take the lump sum or installments? And how do your friends or family react to your newfound wealth?
Yeah, first of all, definitely take the lump sum. Don't take the installments. Second of all, don't tell anybody. Gonna play that close to the vest. Third of all, I don't know. I mean, you know, you probably buy yourself a few luxury items, but I don't think it's easy to say without actually winning something like that, but I don't think I'd go too crazy
Yeah. Yeah. See, I think that's why I would take. I mean, I'd probably call you first to find out what to do. But since I didn't call you, I think I would take the installments because I would do something stupid or invest in cryptocurrency again. And then I'd have no money left and nothing coming in. And so I just figure, you know, why not get $100,000 every month or something, whatever it is, $50,000 every month.
I was going to say, do you remember like how much the installments are?
I have no idea how it works. Joe said if you did lump sum, it was like $700 to $800 million for Washington State.
Yeah. Because like if you assume that you just take that $700 million and you invest it with an average 8% annual return, right? Not going to be the case every year, but that's kind of like the average return.
Yeah.
You would make $56 million per year on that investment. So probably better than the annual installments that you'd get.
Yeah, so looking at fortune.com, it says $2.4 billion. The federal taxes alone would amount to $800 million. Said probably estimating $2.04 billion would be about a cash value of $997.6 million. I haven't found... I Googled what the installment payments would be, but now it's just telling me the lump sum. You know, this will be a perfect thing. I'm going to go ahead and stop looking because, so you probably, I'm guaranteed you don't know about this. There's a guy on majors and he's in the majors head office. His player's name is, Frankenstero. So J.R. Frankenstero, he's center fielder on the Voyagers. So, His forum name is Punk24AE. He does streaming every now and then.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that name on the forum or on the Discord.
He's one of the he's big into helping the rookies and he does a lot of stuff and he's a co-GM of the Bruce City Bears. So he's one of our biggest fans and there's the co-GM of the Vancouver Vandals is Scud Muffin, and I don't have a clue how it started, but we were making fun of Scud Muffin, and Punk loved it and commented and told us to keep it up, and then that turned into Punk correcting all the stuff I got wrong every episode. So we thought about it last week, and Punk is going to take our podcast, and he's going to do a Tony Reale Stat Boy segment at the end of it. And so I gotta send this to him when we're done, and he's gonna do that. We're gonna add it to it before we send it in. It'll be pretty fun.
That's gonna be good shit.
I imagine you probably haven't listened to our podcast before.
No. Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't blame you. We got a decent little crowd going. There's quite a few people that enjoy it, but there's definitely some good ones out there. There's the one called the Voy Boys, and it's the couple guys from the Voyagers and a guy named Enoch, and he kind of runs like the OOTP side of our league. And listening to them talk, like we were talking about earlier, like why is your pitcher struggling? Why does my hitter get worse when I add TPE? Like those guys, they like understand so much more shit about the game and the way that the engine works and the way that the algorithm works it's crazy how this game is very intricate. And there's so much stuff that makes complete sense to any baseball player, but you didn't realize could be computed in a game. Taller people are better fielders at first base. Like, that's just a thing.
Makes sense.
You could be 280, 290, whatever pounds and run around in the outfield with decent speed. Like, they don't completely screw you over on everything. But one thing I found out is taller people are just have more range at first base. And there's certain pitches. One thing I learned this year is we have a righty who I built him to be a specialist versus righties. Right? Mm-hmm. I always get confused. And because of the pitches I selected, he's actually better. He has better stuff versus lefties. Because of
give him a sinker and a changeup.
Yeah, because of the pitch movement and the way he throws, he actually has like reverse splits.
Yeah, you got like a sidearm righty throwing a sinker and a changeup.
Exactly. Yeah. And I didn't even it makes total sense, but I didn't even think about it or realize, you know, and that's part of why Joe got so successful is he was a lefty. A lot of hitters were lefties and minors, and his splits were just like perfect lefty on lefty pitches like slider and
and
gas and so
fastball, yeah.
Well, all right, you have time this week. You could possibly do your first writing.
I gotta do some writing. Yeah.
So the PT task is one point for 150 words. And fuck. Yeah, this is probably one of the worst writing prompts I've seen. So it says, I'm copying out this week, y'all. The most difficult part of being the PT head is picking topics. What has been your favorite topic for PT since you joined the PBE and why?
It's going to be rough.
Yeah. What has been your least favorite topic? Which, honestly, for me, it's probably this one that's been my least favorite. And why? Is there a topic you'd like to see in the future? Is there any topic you prefer? There's been some crazy ass things that we've done. That we like a team. You're charged with setting up a team eating contest. Tell me more about it. And a couple other things I can't really remember, but there's some okay ones. I don't know. It's usually pretty fun, I think. 150 words ain't too bad. You can fluff that pretty easily.
This is just all the ink. Trying to make people come around.
Yeah. But it all starts to add up. I mean, we got through the week two. Was it the primetime week two claim thread today? And Joe and I got 9, and that's from doing the point task and the JPT, and then 7 points from the primetime picks. And yep. So did you do the primetime picks?
I think so, for week two.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Prime time.
Apparently not well. But
yeah, you did not do well. So you got You got 2 points.
I feel better about, I think it's the picks I did this week. Actually, now that I've been at this for a couple weeks, being able to go and have a look at the standings.
Yeah.
And understand who the good teams actually are and who I should be picking rather than essentially randomness. So we'll see. I don't know. 9 is pretty impressive. Those are some good picks.
Yeah, we typically get, Joe almost always gets 9 or 10 every week.
How?
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm the one, I have the game downloaded. Like, I have the game and I have the save file, so I could just sim at home and see what happens and go off that, but I still, like, I've done that a couple times and it still doesn't do that well. I don't know how he does, but he does the predictions really well, and we get like 7, 8, or 9 pretty much every week, and that definitely adds up by the end. And then at the end of the season, which you won't get this season, but this is kind of why you get that late joiner TPE, is we did season predictions and did where each team was going to finish in their division. And so that adds up to like around, you can get about 20 points at the end of the season. That's kind of nice.
I think I did season predictions. Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did do the, you did make it for that? Nice.
Yeah, I was in time for that. I mean, they're probably terrible. We can do on another podcast, like having a look at how those picks turned out. I'm pretty sure the picks had to be in like my first week doing this. So
yeah,
it's probably real rough. You know what? We can go back, have a look, see how that went.
Yeah, sometimes we'll go back, we'll pull up what we did and how it went and who picked what, and we'll look up a couple of like other guys and see how they did. But so yeah, you were a waiver claim. I think I pretty much just reached out to you and was like, so I'm just going to ask again. This time I'm desperate because we have 0 active starting pitchers. Will you please come play? And you decided to come play before the season started, right? You played in spring training?
Yeah, I was on spring training.
And but you missed the draft. And so this season, we're not exactly sure what happened, but there were 20 draft picks. There were 22 draft picks. The season I started, there was 68. So quite the drop off this year. And usually it's around 40. So it went 68, 39, 42, and this year was 22. And there was only like 3 or 4 starting pitchers. It was really bad. So to add to it, a bunch of their recruiting they did, so these sim leagues, they have some of them that are like Discord only, and you don't have to write stuff, you don't have to do much, you just check in and do an activity check, and then you earn TPE based off of how your player plays. Uh-huh. And so a lot of people have been getting into those and just doing them on their phone, because you don't have to navigate around a forum and type out all this stuff. And somehow that's where we got like the most of our publicity this season. And so we got a bunch of people in here that aren't really interested in writing and doing a bunch of tasks. They just want to do the activity check. And
yeah.
So
just like stay active.
Yeah. And it's almost worse because there's certain rules that are really good rules in place where you can't start inactive players over active players. And so basically if you don't post an update for like 2 or 3 weeks, then you become inactive, and then GMs can like sub you out and put you on the bench and stuff. And then for pitchers, for a starting pitcher, you have to be in my rotation unless you ask me to go to the bullpen or you go inactive. So if you're absolutely terrible and you're just logging in and doing the activity check every week and staying active, then there's really nothing I can do, and I have to keep you in the lineup, and I have to keep some of my like better players who are inactive or less active on the bench.
Right. Like that's not actually good for a team.
Not actually. It kind of sucks. Huh. I mean, we definitely want, you know, as many people to play as possible, but that's not really playing in my opinion, and so it kind of hurts the guys that, you know, the few that are playing. So the reason
are there other, am I the only starter that is not a bot?
No. Okay. You're the only active starter. So if you were to, you know, stop playing and stop updating, you would go inactive.
Yeah.
And then GMs can't edit you. They can't add or subtract TPE anymore. But you become an inactive, and you're able to keep inactive pitchers for 5 seasons. So 5 seasons from when you're drafted, and inactive hitters you can keep for 3 seasons. And so it kind of helps you fill out your team and fill holes and stuff like that. And like for us, like we'd be toast without all of our inactive pitchers, but I'm going to go and try and get to our rotation. But Gritty's our only bot starter, and bots, you can change them around every season and move them around. I just switched him to a starter this year. Riabi, he was drafted when I was drafted, and he played most of the first season, if not the whole first season, and was so bad. And I think he started like 0-8 with like an 11 ERA, and he was one of the highest earners in terms of TPE. And so then he decided after the season, he's like, he just messaged us, he's like, hey, I'm not really interested in this, you know, I didn't have that much fun. I was like, yeah, it didn't look like that was much fun.
I was going to say, was he just like not updating or something?
Oh, no, he was updating, and he was one of the highest earning players in our draft class.
Oh, man, that sucks.
And that's just part of having like a shitty build. You know, he was, whatever was up with his build just didn't work at that level. And so he quit playing. So we get his pitcher as an inactive, and you get to keep him wherever he was at. So you don't have to go back to 100 or anything. But he's at like 140, 150 TPE. And so when I took over as GM, I pretty much moved him to long reliever, and he did pretty good. Well, then, I don't know if you remember, we got into the World Series against Puerto Rico, and they had a guy, like the best hitter in minors, was only in the lineup versus right-handed pitchers. And so we took like our we took the best pitcher in minors over the course of the season and put him in the bullpen because he was right-handed, and we started all lefties.
Yeah, I remember you telling me this one.
And Riabi went like 4-0 in the playoffs with like a 1.6 ERA. And then Thomas Nitro, Steve Lee, and Chris Gamble, we made trades for during the draft and picked those guys up. And then Gritty, Garlic Bread, IKEA Blahaj, Trongle Man, and the freaking Un Awarks. They are the bots. And the first thing I wanted to do when I was GM was delete all of them. They all got silly ass names and they're all weird. But if you go into like our team history, they're like the highest war players, the most, they're the, on like the leaderboard for everything. They've been around since the Dillos got started. And so the old GM asked me to keep them around. And so I said, fine. But Steve Lee, 7.48 ERA. We got that guy. And they hadn't done his archetype rebuild. And my dad was over visiting. And I had him, I kind of briefly explained what we were doing and asked him to do the build for Steve Lee. So that's why he's got a 7.48 ERA. But yeah, it's
looks like I can do a better job building than your dad, thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to tell him. I don't know. It's a splitter, cutter, and a circle change. Like my dad said, it moves left, down, and right. You'd think it'd be all right, but I don't know. Something else about him that makes him wonky.
I'm just going to tell your dad that his guy sucks.
Well, we're almost up to an hour, but I was just going to real quick. The reason I brought up the draft was Hummus God and I think it was Enoch got to go on the OOTP Now podcast, which I'm pretty sure it's pretty popular amongst the players. They talk a lot about game updates and stuff. And so I am very hopeful that we at minimum have a 40-person draft class again next season. I've heard that in the OOTP server and on like their Reddit channel, every 2 to 3 seasons we get an actual like a ping or an ad from somebody at OOTP. It's not just like us promoting our league, it's someone there saying, hey, go check out this league. And that's where my big giant draft class came from. And so I'm super hopeful that we get, you know, 40, 50, 60 players this season, this draft, and rebuild with a ton of rookies and have a big old active server and with Zodiac around and you around. It'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, I guess I never asked you, like, how did you find out about the league originally?
I accidentally stumbled upon it in the OOTP Discord, and I never used Discord. OOTP was the only server I had, and the only reason I ever got on it was to find out when OOTP Go was coming out, which was like the mobile game I was waiting for.
Yeah. And
one day I accidentally clicked on the wrong channel and saw an ad about, like, I think I just briefly read it and it sounded like MLB The Show, except you get to like you get to control, like, behind the scenes, like the life or whatever. And I clicked back over to the rights channel and I was like, that sounded kind of interesting, and poked around in it and, you know, started watching the videos and kind of looking into it more. And I was like, oh man, this is freaking sweet. Because I've bought 2 PlayStations just so that I could play MLB The Show.
Yep.
And 99% of the time I play, I'm simulating. I don't really have that much fun, like, swinging and playing, like, the arcade style.
Yeah, that's fair. It's mostly about, like, creating your player and figuring out how to get them to grow.
Yeah, or doing, like, the franchise mode and managing a team and stuff. Like, I've always enjoyed that part of the game more. And so I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is what I'm talking about. And got into it and had a free weekend and wrote some ridiculous 30,000 word, or I don't remember what, 3,000 word introduction PT or something. And got drafted 11th, so first pick in the second round by the Dillos. And I was just off to the races making money. And off from there, I know I remember I messaged you a ton, like, right when I started all my firsts, and it was pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. Well, heck, man. 1 hour. Get to hang out with Joe and I.
Yeah, not bad. I wonder why we lost Bazooka.
Yeah, he's saying his girl might wake up and he's gotta go take care of her, but he had enough time in that Scott will be nice and give him full credit. But yeah, we keep trying to do this. Stuff always gets in the way, but especially on the double media. I mean, 1 hour of chatting with buddies for $8 million in the game. Yeah, I mean,
not too shabby.
I think so you remember you bought for $5 million you bought 15 TPE with the rookie equipment.
Yeah.
And so for $18 million you can buy the Hall of Fame equipment and you get 40 TPE, I want to say.
Oh, shit.
But you can't do that.
I can't as a rookie, right?
Yeah. Not as a rookie. Yeah. But so that's $18 million, and then there's I think it comes out to like 30, maybe like somewhere between 30 and 40 million, and you're set for the season doing the $1 million weight training and the Hall of Fame equipment.
Got it. Yeah. So, that makes sense. I mean, I was trying to, like, I did the $5 million kind of basic equipment, and then I'm doing 500K training per week, which I think I only have 3 million for my rookie tasks so far. So need to start clawing back that bank a little bit.
Yeah. And another thing, one of the writing tasks, either the JPT, which is like the I think it's that one, the journal one,
mm-hmm.
is the JPT, where you pretty much, I mean, that one's almost even easier. I don't know, depending on how you look at it. That one, you pretty much just, it's like a journal. So you could write, you know, what you said to us at the beginning of the podcast, just 150 words on how your guy did the last week, you know, how Clawdaddy did over the past week, or how the Dillos are doing. And they give you the points for the TPE, but they also will grade it and give you points for writing 150 words, which I think's like 300,000. So,
I think I've seen that something about that.
And then you got your bonus since you did the fantasy football. That was like the bonus thing for rookie tasks. So once you get those done, you'll get another bonus million. So, Yeah, it's fun, and there's different things to do. I got a job. I'm on the team history or the league history team, and so I didn't even know that we had like league history pages, but you can. I go through and I do the Detroit Demons, and I just updated the Buffalo Surge too, because they haven't been updated in like 10 seasons. And basically I go through the index and a couple spots on the forum and just consolidate everything. So it lists like their whole draft class, their record every season, their record in the playoffs, their top individual season stats. So like who had the most home runs in one season in team history. And then I do like top three or four career, who had the most career wins as a pitcher. And then you got all like the awards and everything. So it's kind of nice. You take all the stuff from around the index and All-Stars and Hall of Fames and all this stuff, and you consolidate it into one thing. So I do that, and it ends up being, you know, like 1 or 2 hours of work once a season. And I think it's like $9 to $12 million for that. So if you find something that seems kind of interesting, but it's a little more time too. So, and then GMing pays pretty good too. All right. Well, we'll let our new stat boy correct me on all my mistakes and be able to make fun of Joe for missing the last better half of the episode. So
wait.
Huh?
Can't wait. Can't wait to give it a listen after the fact.
I thought you said wait.
Yeah, no.
All right, man. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry you couldn't make it over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It sucks, but
I'm kind of jealous of your situation.
Yeah, Joe kind of was too.
Yeah.
But Home Depot, the store manager and every single manager there and every employee is not allowed to request the day off. So
yeah,
I guess I could have called out, and I'm sure a couple people will call out.
Yeah. But
I can appreciate that if managers are following the same rule, then
yeah,
I'll deal with it. So
yeah, I can't say I'm surprised.
And I don't work on the floor, so I don't have to be out there anyway. And it's, you know, it's still BFE, so it's not like we're gonna have people knocking down our doors to get in there.
That's true. That's true.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Talk to you later.
See you.
Hey there, this is Punk42AE, also known as the Stats Boy. Just going to update what was wrong on this podcast. The Scud hate only happened twice. It was very disappointing. For the swear jar, we have three, with the first one being Bazooka Joe. Unfortunately, none of us here won the $2.4 billion. I also agree with Dak that as you add more TPE, your player will get worse. If you're 100 in the minor leagues and you go to 150, you're not going to be able to do anything. The intro PT is actually 750 words, and that gets you up to plus 9 TPE and also is double media. So the most you can do, the better it's going to be for your player. Unfortunately, every time that Dak says my name, he changes it up a little bit, and I'm not 100% sure if he knows about that or not. He also said that the JPTs are 150 words for 1 point. It's actually for 3 points. Your weekly claims that you're getting your TPE for comes from three of the point task, 3 of the JPT, and then up to 4 points on the primetime games. So your perfect score would be a 10 for each week. For the minor leagues, when it comes to being inactive, you're considered inactive if you haven't had an update in 3 weeks, unless you are a maxed player. Then if you're a maxed player, you just have to have a post of a activity check or training or something like that, and that will keep you in the lineup. The only time that a starting pitcher was an active starting pitcher and would be in the bullpen would be is if there is over 5 active starting pitchers. Officially, there can only be 1 bot changed in the minors per offseason. So we have 10 total, but you can only change 1 per season. Hummus and Poe were the ones that were on the Out of the Park podcast this time. The last one had Hummus and Enoch. If you are going to be a max earner with money, you need to get $25 million a season. It's $18 million for your Hall of Fame equipment, which is 45 TPE. And then it's going to be 7 weeks of $1 million for your training. Unless, like last season, we had an extra week, so that would be $26 million. And then if you do your JPTs, not only do you get your plus 3 TPE, but you also get 300K each one you do. I also wanted to give a shout out to the North King County Little League over in Shoreline, Washington, as they have a very amazing Little League for you future baseball players.
Armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard, and every time I'm barefoot, it makes it really hard. When that sun goes down, they can all be found setting little traps back there. Armadillos are so rude. Armadillos, they don't care. Who can say where they came from? Well, I guess we'll never know. But they're gonna keep digging, no matter where they go. And while you dream tonight before that morning light, they'll be coming out to get some air. Armadillos keep digging, armadillos, they don't care. Armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard, and every time I'm barefoot, it makes it really hard. When that sun goes down, they can all be found setting little traps back there. Armadillos are so rude. Armadillos, they don't care. Armadillos keep digging. Armadillos, they don't care. Lord, they just keep digging.